Perhaps I am not being pointed enough. January 7, 2022, by Justice Anirvan writes. After becoming aware of all the corruption and collusion and breach of trust the Roman Catholic Church promoted against our actual American government, and then also becoming aware of the practices of the Baal worshippers, I reached some startling new insights. I used to wonder, hey, if this is all about Jesus and his teaching, how come they are calling him by a different name? Who is this Christ fellow? Whenever you see someone in scripture undergoing a name change, it's time to look out. So, I looked. And just as Jacob became Israel after his wrestling match with the devil, Jesus became Christ after his anointing by a former prostitute. Christ means the anointed one, and the only anointing he received was the one from Mary Magdalene. What I am seeing is the possibility, even the likelihood, that the common enemy, the father of all lies and all his liar children, piggybacked along and corrupted the fellowship of the apostles early on, remaking and redefining Jesus into a priest of Baal and promoting Christianity as a rebranding of the ubiquitous Baal cult. The Baal cult magically disappeared from the history books at the same time that Christianity was taking off. Just like the Templars disappeared. Just like the Dutch East India Company disappeared. Just like the Fleet Street bankers are trying to disappear into China now. Is this a coincidence? Did Christianity win over Baal worship, or did Baal worship take over Christianity? Did the liars just adopt the new narrative, adopt a new name, and keep on skating? They have proven that you can just redefine a few words and voila, make anything or anyone your property. John Raymond Smith comes to stand for both an American and a British territorial citizen. John Raymond Smith is a Sestui Cavi Trust. The word person suddenly means corporation. And an experimental gene therapy is suddenly a vaccine. Overnight, one big night of struggle, Jacob is crippled and he becomes Israel. Suddenly, after being anointed with oil by a prostitute, Jesus becomes the anointed one, the Christ. And the Christian religion is born. And the worship of Baal disappears. Maybe it didn't disappear. Maybe it just changed its spots. Maybe the Baal cult just used Jesus and his teachings as a new storefront, and behind closed doors, kept on doing the same venal, ugly things as ever. How else do you explain the pedophilia, the unmarked mass graves, the millions of missing children, the symbolic cannibalism, the castrated priesthood, the wild private parties, the financial scandals like Peter's Pence, all the gaping vaginas and lurid vulvas carved in stone decorating St. Peter's Basilica, the obelisks and other phallic symbols littered all over the church properties, the pagan holidays adopted by the church, the pagan symbols used by the church, pentagrams and dividers, keyholes and snakes and church spires. Or are they? And all these ghastly holy relics, mummified and skeletal human body parts, skulls and corpses on display? What you can see in all of this is evidence of black magic on a vast scale. And there is also ample evidence of a death cult. I think there is a very good chance that they have been ruling in the name of Christ, just like they have been ruling in your name, too. I would not be doing my job as a grandma if I observed these things and didn't share these observations with you, as unsettling and unhappy as these ruminations are. The truth is often unsettling and unhappy, but in the end, it's all of that matters. So let the chips fall and the little gray cells kick in.